ARRL audio news begins right now.
I'm John Ross, KDADJ. This is the ARRL audio news for Friday, August 16th, 2024. ARRL is urging protection for the amateur radio 902 to 928 megahertz band. The Federal Communications Commission accepted for public comment a petition for rulemaking filed by NextNav Incorporated, a licensee in the 900 megahertz location and monitoring service, LMS, to completely reconfigure the 902-928 megahertz band and replace with the LMS high-powered 5G cellular and related location services. The FCC notice requested comment on the effects that NextNav's proposals would have on amateur radio operations in the band. ARRL is preparing comments urging protection of existing and future amateur uses in this band. The league urges all amateurs to file their own comments describing their activities in this band and the expected effect of the proposed changes. To learn how to file those comments and to read more, visit ARRL.org. Frank Donovan, W3LPL, last week wrote an informational piece entitled Solar Cycle 25, Impressing Propagation Experts. Record high Solar Cycle 25 maximum sunspot numbers have improved HF propagation since mid-July and possibly bringing worldwide 6-meter F2 propagation this fall. According to the NOAA Space Weather Prediction Center, Solar Cycle 25 likely reached its highest sunspot number yet as of 299 on August 8th. The World Data Center Sunspot Index and Long-Term Solar Observations publishes near real-time estimated international sunspot numbers, EISN, and they base those on global networks of reporting stations. EISN reports during Solar Cycle 25 were consistently well below 200 until suddenly rising to 218 on July 14th and reaching 289 on July 18th, but then declining to 178 on July 22nd. Since February 2002, worldwide 6-meter propagation has been mostly limited to sporadic occurrences of trans-equatorial propagation known as